This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The September crop report was released Thursday morning by the USDA. Daniel Smith, Senior Risk Manager for Top Third Ag Marketing, says normally the September report is not that big of a deal. However, he suggests the opposite is true this year.
Usually, historically, in September, this report is kind of a benign report. In other words, the USDA doesn't fudge much on yields, wanting to see more yields from the from the Midwest come through the door, just not the South. This time, they, however, have raised it by a bushel more an acre, which is kind of a characteristic. That's why we're seeing the market kind of on edge this morning. We got a corn yield from the USDA at 171.7, projected carry out well over 2 billion bushels right now. Soybeans, they raised it a half bushel at 446.6, carry out there at 475. More than healthy numbers, pretty much taking this crop down further in price and value because of the expected harvest coming through the door.
Based on this report, Smith has this advice for farmers.
Well, we've been selling and putting puttings on for the last 3 to 4 months, and I still think that we could see further downside action if you've got any sort of positive basis at all, if you're getting any sort of bump up from any sort of ethanol or cattle feeder or chicken feeder, go ahead and take advantage of those bases, because that's my next concern is basis is starting to wilt. Go lower. I would still go out and reach out into March and try to find some 340 or 330 puts to put on if you can't sell it. Get some sort of protection on. This crop, the size of it, we could well go under $3 a bushel for spot corn. In fact, with basis, most guys are under there now. So don't think that just because we're down here that there's no more downside available. There's a lot of downside available. So I would definitely basically make sure that I got some puts in place still and make cash sales when available.
5 to 10 inches of rain across southern Iowa, northern Missouri, and central Illinois will not immediately have an effect on prices.
That's a wait-and-see type thing. If we get more rain on top of it, now the forecast is calling for warmer, drier conditions. A week from now, if without any more rain, that 7 inches will be well absorbed into the ground. And I don't know if it will have that much effect on it. I think we'd have to start worrying about lodging in corn and beans both as far as the stocks conditions go. That would be a concern. But, again, that'll be later down the road. And maybe that will have some sort of small drag on yield, but I can't see it having a big drag on yield.
Smith also says concerns of early frost may be a bit premature.
Well, if you look at the two models, the European model that this week came out with a low of 38, and the U.S. model had a low of 32. Well, we have to be sub-freezing, about 28 degrees for 3 hours to have a killing frost. The European model always, it seems like lately, has had the more accuracy behind it. So I think the trade is kind of hanging their head on that. We're going to stay north of 32 degrees, and the killing frost maybe in some low-lying areas will affect us, but it won't have an overall effect, large effect on the area.
Daniel Smith, Senior Risk Manager for Top Third Ag Marketing. The breakdown on the crop numbers for the World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates are as follows. For corn, USDA estimated corn production at 14.4 billion bushels, up 3% from last month's forecast. Total usage is forecasted at a record 13.6 billion bushels. USDA noted, though, large foreign stocks will prevent a large increase in exports. USDA foresees feed and residual use increasing in 2014 to 2015 by 75 million bushels, with food, seed, and industrial use increasing by 70 million bushels, ethanol increasing by 50 million bushels, and exports increasing by 25 million bushels. Global ending stocks were estimated at 189.9 million metric tons, up 2 million metric tons from the August report. USDA estimated total soybean production at a record 2.91 billion bushels, up 3% from last month. USDA increased its soybean use estimates by 42 million bushels in response to its higher production estimates. It increased crush demand by 15 million bushels and export demand by 25 million bushels. Globally, ending stocks are 90.2 million metric tons, one of the largest on record. USDA also increased Brazilian production by 3 million metric tons and Argentine production by 1 million metric tons. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. This weekend is Fall Fest in Bunker Hill. I spoke with Jill Chapman of All Type Hydraulics about an antique tractor show they're putting on during Fall Fest.
Bunker Hill is going to be having their Fall Fest this Saturday from 10 in the morning to 11 o'clock in the evening. And this year, All Type Hydraulics is going to be sponsoring the Antique Tractor Show. So anybody who would be wanting to register their tractor may do so beginning in the morning at 10 o'clock in front of our store. And again, our store is All Type Hydraulics, and it's just south of the flagpole in Bunker Hill.
And is there any cost to register for this?
No, no cost associated to anybody who wants to register. We just want you to bring your tractor up to Bunker Hill, spend the day with us, have it parked in front of our store, and it's just an event in which the whole entire public is invited to view tractors. We just want to have a nice display so the participants, the people who are coming to Fall Fest, have a nice display to look at.
And I understand along with this antique tractor display, you're going to have the public be able to vote for their favorite tractor.
That's right. So anybody who comes to Fall Fest, make sure you come down to our end of town, look at the tractor display. And underneath our tent, we're going to have ballots in which you can vote for your favorite tractor.
Now, I'm sure that there's going to be plenty of people who get kind of in the red versus green fight at this antique tractor show.
It's possible. Maybe there'll be some other colors there as well. I know this past Saturday I saw a cute little pink tractor somewhere, so I'm hoping she brings her tractor up as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you'll get all types. Now, have you had a tractor event like this before at Fall Fest?
We have had past tractor events at Fall Fest. This is the first year that All Type is sponsoring the event, so we're hoping to get a really nice turnout. We even have some prizes and stuff for people if they for the winner, so we're hoping to get a nice turnout in Bunker Hill.
And do you have an idea of, like, a number amount of how many tractors you'd like to see out there?
I would love to see lots of tractors. My goal is for 50, but I will be happy with whatever we get. I hope they surprise me.
And why did you decide to sponsor an antique tractor show?
Well, we have a lot of tractor products in our store at All Type Hydraulics, and we deal with a lot of farmers, and it's just something that we wanted to showcase their tractors and, you know, just have an event in town for people to come see while they're at Fall Fest. We want them to spend a day with us, and just one more added attraction for people to come to Bunker Hill and take a look at these neat tractors.
And again, if someone has an antique tractor that they want to show off at the Bunker Hill Fall Fest, where do they go and what do they do to get their tractor put on display?
Sure. Just come to Bunker Hill anytime after 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, the highway will be shut down because that's where the Fall Fest is going to be on Wednesday night. So you might have a detour, just a side street or two. But you're going to come to All Type Hydraulics, which is at the corner of Hamilton and 159, and we will just pull in there and we will get you lined up where you're going to be parked at. So there's no registration fee. Just come to Bunker Hill that morning. We'll get you registered. We'll have your sign-in sheet for you. And if you have any questions, you can call me ahead of time, 585-4948. So that's 618-585-4948. And we will have room for trailer parking. If anybody has to bring on a trailer, we will have room designated that they can park their trailer. We're also going to have a dyno machine on site, so anybody who's interested in hooking up their tractor to that, we can do that for them in the afternoon as well.
That's great. So not only will they be able to show off their tractor, but if they're curious about how it's running, they can hook it up to the dyno.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful day, so we hope to have lots of tractors come out into Bunker Hill and spend the day with us, and it's going to be a fun event. So mark your calendars, and we hope to see you after 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Again, that was Jill Chapman with All Type Hydraulics. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.